Table of Contents. The Book at a Glance. Introduction. Chapter 1. Understanding Today's Teenagers. Chapter 2. The Key. Love from Parents. Chapter 3. Love Language Number 1. Words of Affirmation. Chapter 4. Love Language Number 2. Physical Touch. Chapter 5. Love Language Number 3, Quality Time. Chapter 6, Love Language Number 4, Acts of Service. Chapter 7, Love Language Number 5, Gifts. Chapter 8, Discover Your Teenager's Primary Love Language. Chapter 9, Love and Anger, Part 1, Breaking Destructive Patterns. Chapter 10, Love and Anger, Part 2, Forging Constructive Paths. Chapter 11. Love and Desire for Independence. Chapter 12. Love and the Need for Responsibility. Chapter 13. Loving When Your Teen Fails. Chapter 14. The Single Parent Family, Teenagers and the Love Language. Chapter 15. The Blended Family, Teenagers and the Love Language. Epilogue. Appendix 1. Appendix 2. Conclusion. Final Thoughts. The Book at a Glance. Most parents fail to understand teens. This misunderstanding often leads to arguments and, worse, rebellion. Parents must understand that teens today are different because of evolving technology. Today's teens involve themselves in unacceptable activities such as substance and drug abuse, sex, violence, and alcohol. It is devastating for parents to see their teens ruin their lives because of these activities. For some parents, they are worried that their children might be involved in such activities as well. Fortunately, this can be prevented. When a teenager feels loved by his or her parents, the teen cannot be easily swayed by negative influences because they don't want to disappoint and hurt their parents. Love is powerful. Love serves as the light for the teen. It serves as the guide to the right direction. The book aims to help parents who want a better relationship with their teens. However, this book is not limited for parents only, but to other significant adults as well. Teens need the guidance of significant adults in their lives. Chapter 1 discusses the concepts of being a teenager. It describes the 5 differences and 5 similarities of teenagers in previous generations and teenagers of today's generations. Chapter 2 emphasizes the importance of parental love to teenagers. It also describes the desire of teens to be connected, accepted, and nurtured by their parents. Chapter 3 describes the first love language, words of affirmation. It explains the importance of affirming a teenager. It also includes suggestions on how to affirm teenagers using words of affection and praise in the presence of others. Chapter 4. Chapter 4 describes the second love language, physical touch. It emphasizes the appropriate time, place, and manner of touching. It also includes the topics about physical and sexual abuse. Chapter 5 discusses the third love language, quality time. It includes ideas on how to start a quality conversation. Also, it includes how important emphatic listening and quality activities are. Moreover, this chapter explains the underlying reasons why teens don't open up to their parents anymore and why some teens spend less time with their family. Chapter 6 discusses the fourth love language, acts of service. It places an emphasis on the difference of loving service and service used to manipulate. This chapter also includes tips on how parents can teach their teens about reciprocal love. Chapter 7 discusses the fifth love language, gifts. It describes what makes a gift a gift. It also explains how gifts are associated with materialism. Furthermore, the chapter emphasizes 2 areas of gift giving in the forms of money and other tangible items. The chapter also describes the different kinds of gifts. Chapter 8 discusses the challenges of discovering a teen's love language. The guidelines are laid out on finding the teen's love language. The chapter also includes the benefits of speaking love languages to the teen and the couple's marriage. Chapter 9 describes the destructive patterns parents and teens take in